Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Charles de la Desmond reports on a strike in central Gaza, West Bank funeral, and tensions at a London rally.
On Saturday, at least five police officers were killed in an Israeli strike on a car in the Nusayrat refugee camp, medical officials say. They were taken to hospital at Deir al-Balah and counted by Associated Press journalists. The police are a civilian force distinct from Hamas's military wing. Meanwhile, hundreds attended the funeral for Islam Kamesa, a member of the Islamic Jihad, through the streets of Jenin, killed in an Israeli hit late Friday. Health officials say at least eight people have been injured in that strike and taken to nearby hospitals. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Dozens of people are dead following a fresh bout of heavy rain and flooding in central Afghanistan, according to an official. Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
They told Reuters information on how many people were injured in the rain spell that began on Friday was not yet available, and added that some 2,000 houses were completely destroyed and many more damaged. Key roads to the area had also been cut off, and shops were underwater in the province's capital, Firozpur. This man said it also ruined goods and land. Everything, the property and cattle and sheep, it destroyed them all, he said. Last week, flash floods caused by heavy rains devastated villages in northern Afghanistan, killing at least 315 people, authorities said. Afghanistan is prone to natural disasters. The United Nations considers it one of the countries most vulnerable to climate change.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. The man accused of attempting to assassinate Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico has been ordered to remain behind bars. Fico